Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. I'm Rebbetzin Judy Steinig, Director of Community Programs for the Orthodox Union, and it's my honor to coordinate and host this program. SPIRIT started a number of years ago, first as an on-site program, and now as an online program for empty nesters, retirees, not yet retirees, baby boomers, sandwich generation parents and seniors, everyone who is looking for educational, intellectual, physical, and spiritual growth. Now more than ever, this is so important to us because we are all still sheltering in because of the pandemic. And SPIRIT is the perfect way for every one of us to engage in a virtual setting. Today, we are happy to welcome Naomi Baum, PhD, who's a psychologist of Resilience Associates, who will introduce us to Qigong, mind, body, and spirit practice to help us improve our mental and physical health. It is an honor to turn the Spirit Forum over to Dr. Baum. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. And Dr. Baum, thank you so much for this presentation.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for hosting me. And we are gonna get started. So we're gonna do about 45 minutes together of an exercise called Qigong. It's pronounced Qi as in C-H-E-E, Gung, G-U-N-G. That's how I would write it phonetically. And the way we write it in English is Q-I-G-O-N-G. And that makes it sound a little exotic. It is a little exotic. Qigong is based on the principles of Chinese medicine and works at opening up the meridians. Chinese medicine is based on 14 meridian lines. And when we do Qigong, what we're doing is we're moving our bodies, and along with that, we're moving the Qi. Qi is a very important word. Qi means the life force. You can't see it, but you can feel it. It's all around us, it's in us. And we talk a lot about Qi. In the beginning, when you first do Qigong, you may not actually feel it. So what you need to do then is imagine the Qi. You imagine that you're feeling it. So then what we're talking about is we're talking about movement, we're talking about meditative movement, we're talking about breathing, stretching, flexibility, stability, imagination, all working to promote good health. So my name is Naomi Baum. I have been teaching Qigong for the last several years. I have been a student of Qigong for longer than that. My first profession before Qigong teacher is psychologist, and I still am a psychologist. I live in Israel. My field of expertise is resilience building and trauma. And what really brought me to Qigong is my work in psychology, learning and understanding the importance of the connection between the mind and the body has really become central to my work. And I know that we need to work the body in order to have a sound and healthy mind and soul. So let's get started. I'm going to try to give you, as we go along, I'm going to just turn on my fan, turn on my light. What I'm hoping to do is give you some guidelines as we work, but we're gonna work today. We're gonna do some gentle exercise. And the first point is, there are a few points that we need to start with. Point number one is that you can do Qigong either sitting or standing. It is perfectly okay to sit while you're doing Qigong. I very often sit. I have a chair right nearby here, a stool. Let's see if you can see it. My little stool. What's good about a stool is that you sit and your back is straight. And it's important, our alignment
the way we stand or the way we sit is the first part of Qigong, the very basics. If you're standing, and the advantage of standing, of course, is that you're strengthening your legs and strengthening your flexibility. So you're standing, legs, feet parallel, about hip width apart. That means kind of aligned with your shoulders. And your tail is tucked in a little bit. And your head, imagine that it has a string pulling it up. And feel your spine lengthening as you pull up that string. And now you're standing, your arms in the Qigong stance are a little bit separated from your body to allow the qi to move freely. Your hands are facing your body. And in this position, very often, many people can actually experience qi. You might feel it as tingling in your hands, a certain lightness in your hands. Just imagine it. And if you're sitting exactly the same, feet parallel, spine erect, don't slouch in your chair, sit up, make sure your head is pulling up towards the heavens. And now we're going to get started. And the way we start Qigong, we put one hand over the other on our lower abdomen, and we begin to breathe. And we're going to take three slow breaths together, in through our nose, out through the mouth. So let's do that. One. And again. And third time. Beautiful. And where our hands are resting is called the lower dantian. And the lower dantian is one of the three treasures in Qigong. This is where we store our energy. Okay? And very often at the end of practice, we're going to gather the qi and bring it down and put our hands on our belly and just regain our equilibrium and balance. Okay, but now we're at the start of our class. And what we're going to do is start knocking on the door of life. This exercise is called knocking on the door of life. And you're just going to gently sway from side to side. Your hands are accessories here. They're slowly floating in the air, knocking on the back of your back and on your front. And this is called knocking on the door of life. The door of life is where your kidneys are. Okay, your lower back, where your kidneys are. The kidneys are sometimes called the batteries. They energize the body in Chinese medicine. So we're knocking on the door of life, waking up our bodies slowly. At the beginning of any practice, we want to do a little bit of warm up and allow the qi to begin to flow. Qi, again, is the life force, vitality. And in Chinese medicine, the idea is that illness comes about when there is stagnation or when the qi gets stuck. And therefore, Qigong is so important because we're working at keeping the qi moving. And now we're going to tap on our chest. And we know the chest is also where our immune system resides, or part of it, the thymus gland, and we're waking it up, stimulating it. It's really important these days to have a strong immune system. And now over your shoulders. Okay, and back down to your chest. Back down to your waist and the door of life. And now we're just going to float our hands. This is called water waves. We're making waves with our hands, just breathing. And you may be able to feel the energy around you. And even if you don't, it's just very relaxing. We're just letting go of old energy to make room for the new. Breathing all the time. And so I suppose the most important thing I haven't said yet, and that is that everybody needs to check in with their own bodies. You need to figure out what feels good to you. So if I'm doing something and it's not quite right for you, you don't like it, you want to change it, you want to do it a little differently, you want to slow it down, you want to make it faster, anything you like, do it. Because you need to listen to your own body. You don't want to overdo it. You want to get some exercise. You want to move. But you need to listen carefully to your own body. So we're going to check in fairly regularly how we're doing. Now, before we continue, what I'd like to do with you is shake. Let's just shake our hands. And you can bounce if you're standing. You can bounce on your heels. Just shake a little bit. We're going to get rid again of some of that stale old energy. This is a wonderful way to just shake things up. Lift your shoulders, your hands, bounce on your feet, and then stop for a moment and again check in and notice your body. Feel the chi. Feel the chi in your hands, maybe in the rest of your body. A slight tingling, and that's it. Okay, now we're going to continue our warm-up, and we're going to start. If you're sitting, you're just going to circle, and if you're standing, what I want you to do is just slowly shift the weight on the soles of your feet so that we're on the toes and now on the side of your feet, heels, other side, just shifting the weight, not moving our bodies very much at all, just shifting the weight. And we're going back in the other direction. Beautiful. And don't forget to breathe. And now we're gonna massage our knees. Give your knees a rub on all sides. Say good morning or good afternoon to them. Thank them for helping you, being there for you. We tend to put down our knees an awful lot. We also have to be grateful to them. And now we're going to move to our hips. Okay, and we're going to circle big circles, breathing in as we go back and breathing out as we go forward. In, out. In, out. Breathing in and out. And now let's go in the other direction three times. In, out. In, out. And in and out. Beautiful. And now we're moving on to our waists, which is a little bit higher up. You can put your hands right smack on your waist. And we're going to do the same circles. Circling, breathing in and breathing out. In and out. In, out. Other direction. In, out. In and out. Okay. Sometimes we may get dizzy from doing this, and if we do, we just stop and we open our hands and gather the chi from the universe and bring it down, shower it down on yourselves. I like to think about this as the shefa. Bring all the shefa, all God's bounty, and let it just shower down on us. Let's do it a third time. Breathing in and breathing out. And now your dizziness should have gone. Next, we're going to move on to the neck. And I put my hands just on my chest and make sure that I'm just circulating with my neck. I'm not moving with any other part of my body. I'm just rotating my head, going down and around and over to the other side and down again. And as I go down, I breathe out and back, breathe in. Inhale, exhale. And now we're going to switch directions. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Great. And now what we're going to do is we're going to wake up the rest of our body. We're going to pat. We're going to pat. You can pat with an open hand or with a fist. I like to do it with an open hand. Some people like to do it with a fist. You can try both ways. We're going to go down the arm and then up the arm. Let me take my watch off. Down. We'll do it three times. Back up. And down again. And back up. And over to the other side, down and up, down and up, and down and up. It's kind of like a self-massage. It should feel pretty good. And now we're gonna bang a little bit on our kidneys, on our lower back. You can do it with fists. You can do it with open palms, and you can do also on your hips, your backside. Feels pretty good. And then we're going to go down all the way to the bottom and up and down on the outside and up and down again. Last time. And up. Just stop for a minute. Close your eyes for a moment. Notice how your body feels. Notice tingling. Notice movement. Feels pretty good, right? Okay, we're going to continue. Now we're doing our Tarzan move. This is, again, waking up our immune system. I'm really keen on working the lungs and the immune system these days, so I do a lot of this. And now we're going to do a little bit of acupressure on our faces. We're going to take our index fingers and go around the orbit of our eyes, just circling the orbit. The orbit is the bony place, and you're taking your finger and kind of like wiggling it in there, just stopping every few centimeters, inches, whatever. I live in Israel, it's centimeters. Been there a long time. And now nostrils. And it's interesting, I do most of my teaching in both languages, Hebrew and English. So I'm busy translating. And now we're going right behind our earlobes. I'm always busy translating and I keep stopping myself here. No Hebrew, we're just doing English. In some ways it's easier, in a lot of ways. Okay, our pincers, we're taking our two fingers and now we're gonna massage our ears. Just kind of go around the outside of our ears. Feel, it should feel really, really good, really nice. Lovely. And now we're going to tap our heads. Tap the top of your head. If you're not wearing a head cover or a scarf or a chaitel, you might want to comb your hair. That feels super terrific, but that can be problematic with a head cover. So then just pat, and that's great too. And I want you to now take your hands and rub your necks. Give your neck a rub with each hand. Very good. And now give yourself a hug and pat yourself on the back. Good for you. You're doing Qigong. If you're a beginner and this is the first time, well, hopefully the first time of many. And now let's cross our hands the other way and pat your other shoulder. Kol hakavod, good for you. You're here, you made it, and you're moving. That's excellent. And now we're going to cover our ears. You won't hear me, so just watch. You're gonna put your hands over your ears and bang on the back of your head. I'm gonna turn around so you can see that. It's called tapping on the heavenly drums. And we're gonna do it 28 times, 28 for koch. Beautiful. And that pretty much concludes our warm up. One or two more exercises that I love to do when I'm warming up. The first one is called the wave. And what we do is we breathe in, bring our hands back, float them up. Just let them float up. And then let them fall slowly down on the out breath. So we're breathing in and exhale. One of the nice things to do is to do Qigong with your eyes closed. You can really focus on your breathing, focus on how your body feels. What's nice about this exercise is that it really emphasizes the core practice. And the core practice is that when you breathe in like this, your chest opens and your back opens. And as you breathe out, you round your chest, round your back, and tuck your tailbone. So your spine is getting a great workout. Okay, so think about it. Think about that. Movement, opening and closing. I know it's a lot to think about when you're first starting. Opening, inhale, closing on the exhale. Inhale, just float your hands up. You don't have to work your hands too hard. They'll float up almost as if by themselves. And as you bring them down, tuck your tailbone, curve your back and your chest, open and close, and open and close, and again, open and close. And one more time, open and close. And another way to think about that, you know, I don't know if you are familiar with the Qigong symbol or the Tai Chi symbol. Oh, that's a good point as well. What's the connection between Qigong and Tai Chi? And the connection is as follows. Qigong is actually the grandfather of Tai Chi. Tai Chi is based on Qigong movements. Qigong came much earlier than Tai Chi. Tai Chi developed later. So they're definitely related. And the symbol of the yin and the yang, which is a symbol also of Chinese medicine, yin and yang. So if you want to think about the exercise that we just did, the wave, so when we open, this is the yang position, open, sunlight, and this is the yin, closed, dark, gathering in, reaching out to the world, and gathering in. And there's not one that's good and the other that's bad. We need both yin and yang in this world, yin and yang. Okay, so now we're going to start with an exercise. We're going to do an exercise called the five elements. And Chinese medicine is based on five elements. Interesting that a lot of traditions have that. We're going to start with metal. Metal is related to the lungs, and it's a quite simple exercise. We're going to allow our hands to float up on the inhale and open up. And on the exhale, we're going to close our hands and bring them down. And we have that same movement of opening on the inhale and on the exhale, closing, rounding our chest, tucking our tailbone, rounding our lower back. But just do what feels good to you, okay? Only do what feels good. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Adjust. One of the principles of Qigong is that it needs to feel good. And another principle is not to worry whether you're doing it right or not. Not important. Breathing in, open, breathing out, and down. Beautiful. And again, in, open, back, and down. Let's do two more. Your hands just float up. You don't want to wave them around. You're not pushing them. They're kind of moving almost as if on their own. Just imagine that they're floating up. Floating open. The more you can let go and let them move by themselves, the more chi that you'll feel. And the last time. Let's take the Qigong stance for a minute and notice the qi in our hands. And remember that metal is related to the lung meridian. Okay, and the next element that we're going to do is water. Water is related to kidneys and bladder. And you can just imagine the water waving by, and we're going to pick up our hands, but not too high. We don't want our hands up here. Oh no. We want our hands down by kidney level. Think about where your kidneys are. Your kidneys are back here. So you want your hands at about kidney level. And now we're going to exhale and cross our hands. Let the waters flow. And again, just let your hands flow. Don't push them. Let them flow with the breath. Breathing in, they float up. Breathing out, they flow down. In and out. And in and out. Breathing in, and you can breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Or you can do both in and out through your nose, if you like that better. Check what works for you. None of this, as far as I'm concerned, is Torah from Sinai. This is all man-made, and we get to change and modify the way we see fit. Breathing in and out. And you can just think of flowing water flowing chi, opening the kidney meridians. Doesn't that feel nice? Flowing. Let's do two more. Okay. And you may notice, let's stand for a moment again. You might notice how your body has calmed down, how you're feeling a little bit more relaxed, more grounded. It may be subtle, but these are some of the benefits of Qigong. And now we're going to move on to the third element, which is wood. Wood is connected to the liver meridian. And the exercise we're going to do reminds me of a tree. What we're going to do is we're going to put our hands between our legs as we round our backs and our chests. And now on the inhale, we're going to float our hands up. And when we get to the top, wherever we're comfortable, we're going to give them a little twist. I don't know if you could, now you could see it. Twist, okay? And again, we're gonna exhale, come on down. And inhale, float your hands up. And twist. Now here it's really important to go only as far back as you want. And some days you're gonna go farther back, and some days you're gonna say, uh-uh, not too far for me today. So do what feels right for you. Exhale. You can go just like this, that would be fine. Or you can go all the way back, that would be fine. Whatever works. Exhale. Inhale. Twist. Exhale. Inhale, twist, and exhale. And inhale, and exhale. Beautiful. And now we're going to do the fourth meridian, which the fourth element, which is fire, connected to the heart meridian. We're going to bring the chi up the midline. Make a shape of a heart with your hands and press down right over your chest bone, right over your heart. And then on the exhale, we're going to say ha, H-A-A-A. So here we go. Let it go. Bring up the chi, up the midline, press down, and let's do it again. Bring it up, press down, and again. Last time, bringing it up, beautiful. And the fifth and final element is earth. And earth is connected to the stomach, the pancreas, the spleen. It's a very grounding exercise, earth. We start with our hands over our lower belly, our dantian, and we breathe in, and then we breathe out as we gather the chi and bring it in. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. can feel your legs planted on the ground, developing roots, feeling grounded. This is a wonderful exercise to do when you're feeling anxious and worried. It's very calming. Every one of the elements is connected to an emotion. And earth is connected to worry. So if you're feeling worried or anxious, just do a few of these and you'll notice yourself calming down, very relaxing. Breathing in, gathering all that good energy into ourselves. Last time, breathing in and out. And now let's put our hands on our lower dantian and breathe. Three breaths. And before we open our eyes, let's take a moment to breathe from our heart, to smile from our heart to all of our organs. Let's see what it feels like if we smile to our liver and smile to our heart, smile to our lungs, to our pancreas, to our belly, to our intestines, smile to your legs, to your knees, to your feet, to your arms. Just allow a smile to come up to your lips before you open your eyes. Come back and notice how good it feels to smile. Smiling, in fact, creates a cascade of 20 different chemicals in our body, many of them endorphins and neurotransmitters, things that are going to make us feel pretty good. Okay, so we've done the five elements. We did a warm-up. We did the five elements. And then we did the wave. What I want to do with you, I want to do a few more exercises. Very often when I teach a regular class, I teach a series. And the nice thing of teaching a series is that it goes on week after week and we get a series with eight movements or 18 movements. And once you know them, it just flows. It's kind of like a dance. But since this is our introductory class and we don't have enough time to teach a series, I think what I'm going to do is teach you one of the movements from eight pieces of brocade. That is probably the most famous series. It's a series established by General Yu Fei. He was in one of those dynasties in China around the year 1000, and he created this series for his soldiers to keep them fit, to keep them healthy. And one of my favorite exercises from this series is called Touching the Heavens and the Earth. And what we do is we have a qi ball. And the reason I'm sitting is so that you can see that you can sit and do these exercises sitting as well. I see that there's a light. I'm recording this in the afternoon and I have a window next to me. Okay, yeah, let's see if I can move back so I'll be out of that light stream. Okay, a little bit better. So here we have a ball of chi, and what we're going to do is rotate the ball, put one hand up and one hand down, one hand touching the heavens, one hand touching the earth, and breathe in. And as we exhale, we're going to turn our hands and find that chi ball again. Rotate it and breathe in. Exhale, rotate the ball. Breathe in, exhale, rotate the ball. Breathe in. This is called touching the heavens and the earth. Breathing out. You can, of course, do this standing as well. You can continue standing, or you can sit, whatever you prefer. And now we're going to hold the ball of chi. And if you don't feel it, so bring your hands in a little closer. You might feel it if your hands are a little closer. And then bring your hands out a little bit. We're going to play a little bit with the chi. And if you don't feel anything, just imagine that there's a ball there. Just imagine that you have a golden ball or a white ball filled with energy. And if you feel it, just enjoy the feeling. I can assure you that I feel it. I didn't always feel it so strongly. We have this beautiful ball of chi. Okay, let's gather back together and bring it back down to our Dantian end and take a breath. Breathing in and out and in and out. And again, breathing in and out. And I want to share one final exercise with you, a take home that you can easily do if you're going to do one exercise. And remember this, I don't know if I'll be returning to you folks. I'm certainly happy to consult with anybody. I'm happy to give private lessons. I'm happy to start a group in America, a Zoom group. I'm going to leave you with this one exercise, and it's called Bringing Down the Heavens. And what we're going to do is breathe in, stretch, and bring down the heavens. And let's do it again. Breathing in, let your hands float up and bring down the heavens. This is a wonderful exercise. If you want a one takeaway, take this one. Breathing in, you get a stretch, bringing down the heavens. You're breathing, stretching, feeling the energy moving, connecting to our spiritual self, connecting to the earth. Last time. And I always like to finish with a balancing exercise. In the balancing exercise, we put one hand by our dantian, by our lower abdomen, and the other hand gathers the chi and brings it right down the midline. And this is really a wonderful exercise to help us regain our balance, our equilibrium, our good spirits. Sometimes we wake up, we're a little out of kilter, we wake up on the wrong side of bed. This can help us just reset our energy. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And I thank you all for joining me. And Rebbitson Steinig will provide you with a handout that I have prepared and also contact information if you'd like some more information about Qigong or me. I'm happy to provide. So thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope you all enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bam. We certainly did enjoy it. We appreciate the new introduction you gave us to Qigong and all the different exercises. And I'm sure in these very complicated and challenging times, these will provide be very, very helpful. I also want everyone to know that's watching that Dr. Bam has a wonderful, wonderful program with the OU going on right now. We're in the middle of it on Project Resilience. It's a four-part program. Two sessions have already taken place, but as everything is all recorded, you'll have no problem accessing it. Go to OU.org and click on Project Resilience, and you'll be able to access this program and all the other programs of Project Resilience. I want to thank everyone for accessing this program, which has been pre-recorded. And I appreciate Dr. Baum's flexibility in doing the recording. It was done because, with God's help of the upcoming bris, Be'ezras Hashem, of my grandson for Thursday morning. Mazel tov, may we only have simchas to share. This one will be with social distance and masks in a backyard. So
mazel tov.
Thank you. I also want to just remind everybody that finally, the Spirit Archives are live and available, and they're almost up to date. So if you've missed any of the previous programs, they're very easily obtained. The link is in all the emails I'm sending out. So again, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Bam. Everybody should have a good day, a good week. Be safe and healthy.
Thank you.